This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago.
I saw him walk by a while ago, by the way.
No show, no call, apparently.
The turd Santiago.
And then someone made a good comment, like, Tyler, how did that make it? How was that the bronze? Obviously, it's Tyler's list. Some people thought, boy, that should have been moved up.
Well, because young Santiago is a good-ass dude, and I like him a lot.
First-time offender?
It was his first offense. It was his first time on the turd podium, so maybe he'll think twice before acting like a turd next time, you know? That's all we can hope for.
Listen, as you said, I like him, Clay Thompson. I just know there's an explanation of why he didn't call or didn't text, or maybe he believes he texted. And I would imagine that Patrick probably called him multiple times to check on him.
Shout out Santiago.
I would assume. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Patrick seems like a guy he'd be pretty adamant about getting hearing your voice, worried about something maybe happened to you.
Yeah.
Santiago, I think he's in the building. I think there's some context here that needs to be shared with the people.
Yep, bounce back day is T-Mills Best Bets. What are you got, 7 tonight? T-Mills Best Bets.
You went 7, huh?
No, I'm sticking with 6, though,
because we ain't scared.
Staying 6, huh? Maybe this might be a night to go 4. I hear you.
I got work to do.
Okay. All right, he is 33%. So, guys, he's due. Bound to move up in this thing. All right, as I said on the tease there, for some of you, what are the reasons you're excited about Nick Caley? Because I think over here, I think at best, maybe for us right now, boy, just real hope right now, just because we just don't have a lot of intel, information, or just, you know, experience seeing him in this role.
Yeah, look, I think it's very simple to look at Nick Caley just in a vacuum and take all the Texans context out of the picture and just say, this guy has a good resume to be a play caller at the NFL level. I think there's several bullet points that would top the list of why he's got a real chance. But I think those are all very valid. But none of that until we see, rubber meets the road and we see legit scheme play calling. It is just an unbelievably difficult job to do. Talent to execute on a consistent basis is play calling and all and everything that it entails. And until I see that, it's going to be concern. There's going to be some anxiety. There's going to be some fear, if you will, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how it all works out.
Text line coming through, and I'm saying for those YouTube and Twitch as well, if you fall into the line like of you're excited to see, because when we've had these conversations and expressed our
yeah.
concern, there's been a, like, I'm excited, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Someone just texted, now, he's not Slowick. The first time he calls a jet sweep, D'Amico should put his butt through the door.
Well, it depends on what skill set your wide receivers have or your running backs have. But we'll, look, I mean, here's
he's calling it for Dalton.
I'm going to tell you, I'll be straight up honest with you. The if you want to talk about getting excited about the offense in 2025, for me, it's about two people. It's about C.J. Stroud and it's about D'Amico Ryans, right? I think D'Amico Ryans' handprints have to be all over this offense, from a culture, from a standard, from an accountability, all of that chemistry, all of those things, holding guys accountable. I think D'Amico's handprint's got to be all over it. And C.J. Stroud, I just trust that C.J. Stroud, hell, I know. I ain't gonna trust. I know C.J. Stroud's going to be better having more control of what the hell's going on at the line of scrimmage. Those two things.
That's what we've heard.
Those two things get me good and excited. Laremy Tunsil being gone gets me good and excited about what this offense could potentially be. But Nick Caley in a vacuum, that's tough for me to find the real football horny aspect of that move.
Yeah. It's just unknown. It's not for me like a he's going to suck ass.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's just, we just witnessed an offensive coordinator win 10 games two straight years.
Yeah, what enough.
And the first year, like, was a part of, I know many of you have now come to the conclusion that the tyrant that CJ was doing this in spite of him. But
anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yeah, I know how. But CJ was the rookie of the year, thought of to be moving towards the elite category, quarterback category. And then the next year they win 10 games, and yes, it's a drop-off. But hell, he's gone.
Yeah.
And he's gone, and so much so that everybody, like many people feel like he's just awful at it. And you saw one good year of it. So.
I think that point you're making is valid from a standpoint of the original point I was trying to make. It is difficult, man. You can be in the penthouse one year and the outhouse the next. Unless you've got a resume or unless you can consistently do it year after year after year, it's a tough-ass job to break through on. And hopefully Nick and D'Amico hit a grand slam with this Nick Caley grab.
Yep. Yeah, our biggest issue with Slowick's offense was he didn't let C.J. cook. He got the keys to the Lambo. Now the offense will be better. Someone else texted in that I know he'll have a – This offense didn't have an identity. I know Nick Caley will bring in an identity.
Yeah, tough to have an identity when I don't disagree with your point, but tough to have an identity when you can't protect the quarterback. I'd be willing to bet you the Chicago Bears didn't have much of an identity either. Yeah. Right? And again, some of that's on Bobby. No doubt. There's No doubt to it.
Yeah. All right, Larry, do you are you a believer in Nick Caley right now?
So, you know I'm a believer in Nick, man. And the reason why I'm excited about it is twofold. Number one, like Clint said, it's going to be what C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley do as a unit that allows C.J. to take more control of this offense. And the fact that this is D'Amico Ryan's third year as the head coach, now it's time for him to become a overall coach of the entire team in terms of we know what the defense going to look like because like Seth Payne said this morning, the Texans defense was ranked 14th in the NFL last season. And if you really think about it, with all that talent, you was thinking they was probably top three or top five defense, but they wasn't top five because that damn offense was ass. But here's the thing, Clint, and I'm glad you said it. I don't give a damn if Jalen Knowles' arms are as short as Show-ass arms, because you know Show got some short-ass arms sitting across from him.
We same height.
And here's the thing. He had a dude named Rocco Beck throwing to him at Iowa State, and he threw for 3,500 yards. So let me see what he does with an elite-level quarterback like C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins and then his boy Jalen on the other side of him, man, and then just see what – because C.J. going to get the ball in his hands because once you get the ball in his hands, that 4-3 speed shows up good on tape. I'm excited about the whole thing because it's like anything else. When your ass get a new car, that scent lasts long. It just didn't last long enough on Bobby Slowick and I holler.
All right, Larry. There is excitement there. Yeah, man, I got short arms. I mean, that's just real. You generally don't have long ones at 5'9". All right, T-Mill, let's get them best bets in. What you got? Because Lord knows you need it.
Yeah.
Something, please.
Yeah, coming off literally the best week in its entirety, we ever had a best bets last week. This is trying to be the worst. So, got a lot of work to do. I'm going to go with the only NBA playoff game in action tonight. That would be the Golden State Warriors visiting the Timberwolves. And I got 6 wagers for you in this basketball game. Get them pens and pencils ready. First, I got Warriors and points. Once again, I teased that a bit. I took Warriors plus 12. Believe the line is closer to 11 or 10.5, but I'd take the Warriors plus 12 at the Timberwolves tonight. I think they lose the game outright, but it won't be by more than 12. Next, got the over in this game. It is another low score for this over-under. I'm on the over 201 between the Warriors and Timberwolves. And then 4 player props. I'll give them to you, list them off quickly here. First, Anthony Edwards, over 26.5 points tonight for him. Then I got Rudy Gobert over 9.5 points. He's just got to get to double digits for the big man, and Rudy can make you some money. Jimmy Buckets, under 6.5 assists. I think he's going to be focused on scoring the ball, not dishing it around to the other Warriors. And then Buddy Hield, who has been special thus far in the NBA playoffs. Buddy Hield for the Warriors, over 2.5 assists tonight. That might be my favorite one of the evening.
Really?
Those are your 6 best bets. What do you love or what do you hate? It sounds like you might hate that Buddy Hield pick.
Yeah, Buddy out here shooting, baby.
One thing is Buddy's going to get that run, boy. He's going to get the minutes.
Yeah,
defense is going to be coming out with some new kind of game plan for him. They got to, right?
I mean, I like the Edwards one because I feel like he is being challenged. His coach called him out. And I just don't know how much I believe in this Warriors defense the way that it's just like obviously they've done it. I mean, I feel like Ant just missed a lot of shots there. And listen, the over I feel all right about. Some of these are dicey. That Buddy Hield's dicey.
You know which one I like, T.
Jimmy.
That Gobert over him rebounds. You got points.
You got points.
No, I don't want points. No.
Yeah, I just don't know how much he's going to play.
I thought he said rebounds.
And given how bad the week's been, I hate to tell you, but I ain't got room to make any bets for you tonight.
Oh, man.
I'm maxed out.
I knew that before he said that. I knew it. Come hang out with us tomorrow. Big Ben Tavern. Sugarland. Big Ben Tavern. Come hang out with us 2-6. Crawfish. Circuit. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. I never had a teacher crush. I mean, I think I just mostly had train wrecks. Not train wrecks.
Damn!
Like,
The teachers like, at show sorry. School were ugly.
I mean, like older motherly like figures.
Oh, they were trained.
Like, yeah, I didn't have, I feel like she was my Sunday school teacher. Well, come on out tomorrow then, as we are out live 2 to 6.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that coming up.
Well, what if my wiener ain't working, Ron?
Well, if your wiener isn't working and you are one of those gentlemen suffering from ED.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.